Tom Vilsack, Secretary of the United States Department of Agriculture, recently announced the creation of 7 regional climate hubs in the U.S. to help farmers and foresters reduce emissions and cope with climate change. The hubs will be based in Durham, New Hampshire, Raleigh, North Carolina, Ames, Iowa, Fort Collins, Colorado, El Reno, Oklahoma, Corvallis, Oregon, and Las Cruces, New Mexico. Ann Bartuska, Deputy Undersecretary for Research, Education, and Economics at USDA, says the hubs will address a bunch of growing concerns.
It's drought, it's flooding, it's temperatures higher than we expect, cooler temperatures than we expect. That is really at the nexus of what we do, which is being able to grow crops, grow forests, and have an active private land and public land base that is very functioning and working landscapes. And so being able to address these kinds of changes and to anticipate is something that we really see being important to do our mission.
How is climate change impacting agriculture and forestry so far now in the U.S.?
Well, one example, I'll speak to forestry first. We are seeing a much longer fire season, and we've already been having fires continuously in California. In fact, I think we have now a 12-month-a-year fire season in California. It's not only the length of the fire season, but the intensity, and so that is a very significant part of our role. From the agricultural side, I mean, one of the things that we're blessed with in this country is really high levels of crop productivity and diversity of crops. But all we have to do is look at the recent droughts that have taken place and how that's impacted some of our very productive systems to know that these particular weather events, climate-driven, really do affect our ability to produce food and to maintain a healthy food supply.
So now USDA has gone ahead and created these regional climate hubs. What are these exactly, and how are they going to work?
Well, it's a very exciting time for us, and the full title are Regional Hubs for Risk Adaptation and Mitigation to Climate Change. We began doing climate change science in the late 1980s. And so our secretary really challenged us as to, all right, you've got all this research. How do you operationalize that science to get tools and information in the hands of people who need it to make decisions? And ultimately, that's farmers, that's ranchers, that's foresters.
How big is the budget for the regional climate hubs?
Well, I don't actually have a firm figure because we're going to be spending the next few months developing the full plans so that we'll know exactly what the scope will be. But I can tell you that the last couple of years we've been spending approximately $100 to $120 million a year on climate change at USDA through the 13 of the 16 agencies that are doing that work. So we already have made a big investment, and this is a redirection of some of those funds into a much more deliberate information delivery system.
So let's talk about some of the specific issues that the centers will deal with. You talked about risk adaptation and mitigation. Those are big words for, on the one hand, coping with the situation, on the other hand, reducing emissions. Let's talk first about how these centers can help reduce emissions.
Well, that's a great opportunity. One thing that we do know is that our forests in the United States sequester about 12 to 14% of the carbon emissions produced. We know through studies that we could double the amount of carbon sequestration through forest management. So that's one very specific thing that we could be focusing on, is how do we better use our forests to capture that carbon and to reduce the overall carbon load in the atmosphere. But through our agricultural programs, we see some tremendous opportunities. We've been working with the dairy industry to tighten the cycle up in dairy production so that the water cycle is retained in sight, that there's less methane produced through proper livestock management. For some agricultural systems, being able to encourage the use of renewable energy as part of their portfolio. And if you look at in total agricultural system, we have a lot of farms in a lot of different places. So we see that there's a real measurable opportunity to reduce energy use, even as we increase the efficiency of the energy that we do use.
Tell me how these centers will help farmers and foresters cope with the coming changes in the climate.
Well, one of the earliest deliverables we're expecting from them is to be able to do a periodic regional assessment of risk and vulnerability in the production sector. And this is tied directly to the national climate assessment that is done through the U.S. Global Change Research Program. So being able to do these periodic regional assessments gets us much closer to getting the data and the information that's needed for the region at hand, which has usually very specific questions. And we see just a really tight coupling between that risk assessment and the needs of the farmers and ranchers or foresters in that region.
Plant or don't plant?
Well, it may be plant or don't plant. It may be the timing of the planting. It also might be what type of seed do you use to actually get a productive crop. But one of the other areas of research that's been going on is looking at the ability of different seeds or how particular seeds carry a trait to be more drought tolerant or actually more temperature tolerant. And so if we can then couple that knowledge with a rapid movement of, all right, we've got drought-tolerant seeds. It looks like it's going to be drier this year. This is what you should use in your system. This is where you might want to plant it. And being able to inform them. I mean, farmers are really good at adapting quickly because that is their lifeblood. But we need to give them the tools that allow them to do that.
Ann Bartuska is the Deputy Undersecretary for the USDA's Research, Education, and Economics Division. Thanks for joining us.
Well, you're welcome. I enjoyed it.
Coming up, how tiny creatures can help solve the big problems of soil loss and dust storms. Keep listening to Living on Earth.